In all honesty, we were worried about 2012. If you think back to 2011, there were a tremendous number of significant animal births. Because all those moms were busy raising their babies, we knew they couldn't have new babies in 2012. So we spent a lot of time thinking about, you know, what will bring people out to the zoo. We added a new giraffe observing deck, feeding deck when they, you know, cooperate. We added wild encounters where people could go behind the scenes. And as a result of those kind of things, attendance grew another 7% on top of what we deemed as a record year in 2011. And again, without the benefit of a lot of animal births. So we're thrilled with the success.
Zoo Atlanta, like many institutions, nonprofit or not, you operate on an annual budget of $16 million. And slowly the economy is recovering, but did the zoo suffer at all in any revenue or donations during the recession?
Yeah, we suffered in certain categories. I would say net-net, we probably, you know, benefited. You know, we saw an environment where people were looking for a good value and, you know, fun family edutainment, and there was a stay-at-home vacation kind of mindset. So those things helped us. Yes, we suffered some in, you know, corporate event rentals were down. There was less, you know, special events. Donations in certain categories suffered, particularly this past fourth quarter. I think people were very concerned about, you know, uncertainty in tax policy. We have a lot of retirees that support the zoo, and they didn't know what their income was going to be next year. So, yeah, we suffered some, but I think net-net we almost benefited.
Did the institution have to take any cost-cutting measures? Did you have to reduce staff at all?
I'm pleased to say no. And, you know, one of the things we as a team are striving to is to be so conservative in our planning and our budgeting that we don't add staff and then have to turn around and reduce staff. And so that's sometimes a little frustrating for the staff because they want us to be able to add quicker. But I don't want to add unless I know that the success we're having is sustainable, because I don't want to have to turn around and unwind it.
And I have to tell you, Raymond, for a family of four coming to the zoo, it's not inexpensive.
No, it's not.
We throw in the kids wanting this and wanting that. You can spend a nice little chunk of change there.
You can, and we're very conscious of that. Now, I can also turn that around and say that relative to, you know, most entertainment out there these days, whether it's going to the movie theater or other things, I don't think we're that expensive. And we make sure we do a lot of promotions that assure everybody has access. So, for example, we have a statewide library program where any resident in the state of Georgia can go into their local library, check out a DVD about the history of Zoo Atlanta, and receive a pass for a family of four to attend the zoo for free up to once a year. So we do things to make sure we counterbalance the fact that we know we're not cheap.
As CEO and president, one of your jobs, you mentioned, is to raise money and foster partnerships. Has that been a challenge for you since you've been here?
Sometimes people don't realize exactly what the zoo is, and they think of us as an attraction, and they say, why would we philanthropically support an attraction? And so you have to peel back that onion and explain to them the, you know, significant conservation work we do both locally and globally. The educational work we do, you know, with, you know, kids of virtually all ages, the research we do, when they come to understand all those things, they're much more receptive.
It's a concern that I know you've heard, and that's dealing with the welfare of the animals. There have been some deaths. When that happens, those questions always come up again. Well, how can we be sure that the welfare of these animals and that they're being taken care of?
The first people to ask those questions are ourselves. Yes, anytime an animal dies, we quickly want to do our own investigation to make sure we didn't do something wrong. So if there's a decision to be made that impacts, you know, our financial budget, guest experience, or animal welfare, there's really no discussion. Animal welfare always trumps things. We are always doing preventive medicine, just like with humans. So, you know, all the animals get checkups. The gorillas get flu shots because they're, you know, susceptible to flu just like we are.
I was there last year for the cardiac checkup for the gorillas. a lot of medical attention. I kind of felt like they had better medical coverage than I have.
So. That's why I say they do get very good care. And yet we're leading a global project right now on, you know, gorilla cardiac problems, because that's the leading cause of death.
And speaking of the gorillas, the two signature animal exhibits, one being the Ford African Rainforest, and of course everybody loves the pandas. Those two have been sort of key in the last few years.
Correct. Yeah. You named two of our three centers of excellence, as we call them, the things that we're most known for, that we think we excel most at. The third you didn't mention is actually amphibians and reptiles. As you know that.
Well, everybody doesn't like snakes, right?
No, not everybody likes snakes. I will confess that, you know, before I joined the zoo, I, you know, sat out on the bench outside the reptile house. But what I will tell you is I've come to appreciate the role that they play in the ecosystem. Very beautiful animals in an interesting way. I mean, you know, the colors within their skin are, you know, fascinating.
Raymond, you're a guy that has over two decades of a career in banking. How does a banker end up at Zoo Atlanta as president and CEO?
That's a great question that I get asked a lot. I can't tell you this was a master plan that I orchestrated. Never had it in my mind. The big change came about 7 years before I made the move from the bank. When I exited the role of corporate banking and kind of the line of the institution and made the decision to go head community affairs for us, that's what deeply ingrained me in the nonprofit world over the past 7 years and put me in a position to enter the nonprofit world and have a big impact. But I am having a great time.
Raymond King, President and CEO of Zoo Atlanta, thanks for coming in and taking the time. I appreciate it.
My pleasure, Rose. Thanks for having me.